Welcome to the SNF Spotlight Series, brought to you by Renewal Rehab, a dynamic therapy company that provides full-service therapy for nursing homes. Trust Renewal to renew your loved one. On this episode, you will be hearing from Tish Wilkerson, the fun-loving activity director with Elevate Care.
Welcome to the SNF Spotlight Series. I'm your host, Yitz Rubin, Director of Business Development with Renewal Rehab, the best therapy company for nursing homes nationwide. And I'm here with the amazing, the talented, the incredible, the fabulous, Tish Wilkerson, life enrichment consultant at Elevate Care. Tish, not everyone listening, watching had the opportunity to get to know you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with Elevate Care?
Absolutely. I am a well-seasoned activity director. I've been working in activity since 1996. So I was in my early 20s and I am 46 on this day. I eat, sleep, drink, breathe activities. When I can tell you that that's all I know, I'm okay with career-wise, this being all I know, because it's been rewarding. I am the activity consultant for Elevate Care. A lot of companies do not have the corporate activity directors in their buildings or in the company, but our CEO believes in activities. So he asked me to come aboard and I dropped everything and I became a part of a fabulous team.
So can you give us a little rundown of what sort of activities are the favorites?
The favorites? Okay. Well, considering COVID-19 is going on, hall parades and food is always a big favorite of our residents. So we try to, I like to call me and my directors, activity directors that wear many hats. So whether we're a cook, whether we are a minister, a priest, a clown, we just try to do everything. So we think outside the box. And a lot of things we do are more considered hall activity programs.
With being an activity consultant, how has the COVID-19 situation impacted the way that you guys are operating on the activity level?
Well, to say overwhelming does not exist, that would be an untruth. I think that there is a level of being overwhelmed. However, I like to call the activity department, we are like the band that played as the Titanic sunk. The Titanic is representing COVID-19, and we are the band that played to the end. So while there are moments where we're overwhelmed and we've had to do some major changes with having group programming, we've just made the decision to think outside the box to create programming that would be interesting. You know, we've just tried to stay positive at a time such as this.
So are you going to hope to be kissing Leonardo DiCaprio at the end?
I would love to. He's a hottie.
For now, being that with the current pandemic going on, you know, the patients don't have as many visitors and they may be a lot downer, not feeling up. So your role is really vital, especially during this time. How does that make you feel and like, you know, enriching these patients' lives during this pandemic?
It is rewarding because I do believe that there is an after this. So it's rewarding. And one of the things that I do love about even working for Elevate Care is the fact that our residents, we know that there's going to be cabin fever. You know, everyone's getting antsy and, you know, I want to leave my room and I miss my family. So one of the things that the owner did, he purchased like 3 to 4 iPads and iPhones and tablets for the family members that can't or want or don't do FaceTime. And we have a great programming place that every resident is offered the opportunity to talk to their families. And it's an everyday thing. So the families, even though you can't actually touch them, they do have the opportunity to see them every day. And this is an everyday thing. And besides that, we just try to keep them motivated. If we have to take one resident out on a walk, we will do that outside to just kind of get some fresh air. We will do that. Again, great programming, staying optimistic and encouraging and transparency. So while the residents are antsy, one of the things that kind of keep them motivated is the transparency that we do have in keeping them aware of what's going on in their surroundings.
It seems like you're really appreciative of the leadership there. You've been in other places. From what I understand, you're referring to Mayor Mystel, the CEO there?
Absolutely.
So can you tell us a little bit more about him, about his leadership role and how he develops this culture that it seems to be so fantastic?
He's cut from a different type of cloth. Probably one of the most selfless men that I've ever met in my life. Me and Mayor go back, you know, about a decade, a little less, you know, before he became an owner. And he was just this type of person that cared about people. And so to find out that he became an owner, I wasn't surprised at all. And so, you know, who drops everything unless you believe in the vision? So his vision is real. And at a time like this, his transparency, we've never went without a glove. We've never went without a mask and hand sanitizer, face shields, body coverings. We've never went a day where we did not have those things. He created the COVID-19 task force team. So everyone, including the administrators, are all on a meeting every single day to kind of keep up with what's going on and to make sure that we're following CDC guidelines. So his concept is just different. And again, being someone that's worked for a very long time, you know, it's refreshing to know that you have someone that not only cares about the residents, but also the staff.
So being that, like, census is down, man, there aren't as many patients now to go around. What would you explain to families who may be looking and saying, hey, come to Elevate Care. This is what we do different.
Good question. Let me just give you a small tidbit of history. I am not only a healthcare worker, but I was once a family member of a nursing home. And unfortunately, I lost my father in a nursing home. And when I can compare the two, I can tell you that I would bring my family member to a facility in Elevate Care. We have a very active corporate team. We don't stay at home and work from the computer screen. We're in the buildings. We have very competent administrators who care, who gives their phone numbers out to family members. And overall, we try to keep our residents and our staff happy. Because again, when you have happy employees, they stay.
And do you find that the employees in Elevate Care are a lot happier than in other facilities?
They are spoiled and happy. They get massages. They random big screen television raffles. Definitely employee of the month. Scratch off tickets just because you smiled on that day. So there are so many things that the corporate human resources director puts in place. So everyone plays a role in making our residents and our staff happy at Elevate Care.
If you had 30 seconds, what would you tell Mayor particularly about how you feel about him?
What would I tell Mayor about how I feel about him? So it's interesting because he's heard it a million times. I appreciate who you are as a leader. He is our fearless leader. I appreciate who he is as a father and a husband. I can appreciate him taking a chance on me. And I am always trying to make him proud. I appreciate the fact that he gives me my me time and he never tells me no. And I beg a lot professionally. I always beg. And he never tells me no. He's a good guy overall. And it trickles down to everyone that he put in place to create Elevate Care. And we want to say thank you. And he's kept us safe. I am COVID-19 negative, and I have not been positive. So he has definitely kept us safe.
So shifting over to the patients.
Okay.
The activities director. How are the patients handling this situation? Is it extremely lonely for them?
It's definitely times where you have residents that are lonely. And again, cabin fever setting in. And I think that's the norm across the scoreboard. Life has changed with COVID-19. We try to stay according to CDC guidelines. So once like the amount of COVID-19 infection rates went down, we were able to have programming again. So they were really excited. It's the sad part is when we have to go back. Because I want them to understand that we don't want to have you in your room. So that's when the wheel starts turning. And I'm thinking, what can we do to make our residents happy. So rather it's, again, a whole parade with big blow-ups. Check me on LinkedIn. We have great videos on Elevate Care. And we did Elevate Care's Next Top Model. So we literally got all of our residents completely dolled up. And on the video, it shows them from the befores and the afters and getting ready, and they felt good. So we just try to minimize the frustration of what's really going on out there in the world.
And you're the Tyra Banks of the Top Model Show?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will walk the runway.
What activities have you successfully created? I mean, I guess you had mentioned the Top Model. Do you do any remote activities, like online on Zoom or something like that?
No, we do not do remote activities. I think that remotely, I think we already have enough of remote, whether it's family visits. One of the things we do is we've taken huge nurses' carts. We've painted them and they're colorful, and we fill them up with different activities, and we provide those room to room. We've done cooking classes. We've done hallway activities as far as exercise, sitting outside their room, where they're technically still in their room, but they're right at the doorway, and we have the music blasting and we have aerobics going on. We've also done pen pal. There's a few companies out here that will send letters to your residents. And then also I'm on a lot of activity director Facebook groups where the other activity directors want to pen pal with our facilities. And so we have that going on to just kind of keep some friendships and creating some.
Thank you, Tish, for joining the SNF Spotlight series. You can check her out on Facebook, LinkedIn, connect with her. I hope everyone stays safe and healthy. I'm Yitz Rubin with the Renewal Rehab, the best therapy provider in the U.S. Trust Renewal to renew your loved one. And thank you so much for watching, and feel free to share, like, and comment.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the SNF Spotlight series, sponsored by Renewal Rehab, the best therapy provider for SNFs. Trust Renewal to renew your loved one. We will be interviewing some of the leading nursing home professionals in the country, as well as many healthcare heroes that are sacrificing day in and day out to help your loved ones recover and come home to you. Please subscribe to our channel, as there will be many more new and exciting episodes from our healthcare heroes.